Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Onawa. We're so happy that you could tune in today. It's wonderful to get to spend time with all of you. We know that most of you don't get the chance to go to a monastery every day and talk with the monks. This is a very special opportunity that we have. Recently, we learned how the Supreme Buddha taught not only other humans, but that he also taught gods. In particular, the god Sakka was a very, very loving disciple of the Supreme Buddha. Even though he was a god, he was very humble to serve the Buddha and sing his praises. And that's exactly what we're going to hear today, some beautiful verses that god Sakka composed to praise the qualities of the Supreme Buddha. We also have the chance to practice loving-kindness meditation together. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Meritorious children, in the Maha Govinda Sutta, in the book of lengthy discourses, that is Digha Nikaya, the Lord of Gods addressed the other gods and uttered the eight genuine praises of the Buddha. So then God Sakka proffered these eight genuine praises of the Buddha. Let's learn one by one. What do the good gods of the 33 think about how much the Buddha has acted for the welfare and happiness of the people out of compassion for the whole world, for the benefit, welfare and happiness of gods and humans. I don't see any teacher, past or present, who has such compassion for the world, apart from the Buddha. Also, the Buddha has explained the teaching well, visible in this very life, immediately effective, inviting inspection relevant, so that sensible people can know it for themselves. I don't see any teacher, past or present, who explains such a relevant teaching apart from the Buddha. Also, the Buddha has clearly described what is skillful and what is unskillful, what is blameworthy and what is blameless, what should be cultivated and what should not be cultivated, what is inferior and what is superior, and what is on the side of dark and the side of bright. I don't see any teacher, past or present, who so clearly describes all these things apart from the Buddha. Also, the Buddha has clearly described the practice that leads to extinguishment
for his disciples. An extinguishment and the practice come together. As the waters of the Ganges come together and converge with the waters of the Yamuna, I don't see any teacher, past or present, who so clearly describes the practice that leads to extinguishment for his disciples, apart from the Buddha. Also possessions and popularity have accrued to the Buddha so much that you'd think it would thrill even the aristocrats. But he takes his food free of vanity. I don't see any teacher, past or present, who takes their food so free of vanity, apart from the Buddha. Also the Buddha has gained companions, both trainees who are practicing and those with defilements ended, who have completed their journey. The Buddha is committed to the joy of solitude, but doesn't send them away. I don't see any teacher, past or present, so committed to the joy of solitude, apart from the Buddha. Also the Buddha does as he says, and says as he does. Thus he does as he says, and says as he does. I don't see any teacher, past or present, who so practices in line with the teaching, apart from the Buddha. Also the Buddha has gone beyond doubt and got rid of indecision. He has achieved all he wished. For regarding the fundamental purpose of the spiritual life, I don't see any teacher, past or present, who has achieved these things, apart from the Buddha. These are the eight genuine praises of the Buddha, proffered by Godsaka. Hearing them, the gods of the 33 were even more uplifted and overjoyed. sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Loving kindness meditation. Now we'll train our minds in loving kindness. When we practice this together, it makes it easier to handle difficult situations with the people around us. We'll train in this by listening to some phrases that will remind us of how we want to think. Today, there'll be a little bit more silence when I want you to keep thinking about the same thought in your head. The last thing that you'll hear me say is, "May they live happily." So when you hear that, try to keep saying that in your head until the next reminder comes. And at the very end, you'll hear some bells ring a few times, along with a bit more silence. Keep meditating until the very end. It could be that by then your mind is very calm and peaceful, so it's easy to sit still and continue meditating. Or it could be that by then you have a really hard time even keeping your eyes closed. If that's the case, I want you to work extra hard to keep at least your hands on your lap and your eyes closed. I promise that the more you practice, the easier it will get. So, close your eyes and sit quietly. Try not to move so that our minds can become still. Now, think in this way.
May I be free from anger. May I be free from ill will. May I be free from jealousy. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I live in peace. May I live happily. May all beings in this place be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this city be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering.
May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this province be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this country be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy, be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this world be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings be free from anger, be free from ill will, be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. Live happily. Live happily. Live happily. We're so happy we could spend time together today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Those were beautiful verses we learned, composed by the god Sakka, weren't they? And we also got to practice loving-kindness meditation, calming and training our minds. So, when we do wholesome actions like this, we like to share merit, so may all heavenly beings, may our teacher, Lokasanya Hongsa, may all of our parents, our relatives, our families, our friends, may they all have happy minds thinking about the wholesome actions that we've done here today. May this power of good actions, may this power of reflection on goodness be a source for happiness, and may it help them one day attain the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. See you again tomorrow.